Because it really isn't any better than the old music, since it still just plays on and on, distracting and disrupting without warning, without necessity, as it is much too cold right now, 62 degrees approximately, in New York City, to be selling ice cream successfully on the streets, without care or concern for the oral invasion it provides my friends and neighbors, most of whom are more the latter than the former, with the possible exception of the woman who lives upstairs from me, although I don't really consider her much of a friend, since we have only spoken about 6 words to one another in the past year, running the grand total of words spoken to about 50 in the 5 years I've lived here, which is not an awful lot, but I still might consider her slightly more than neighbor simply on account of the amount of water that has seeped down in my bathroom walls, ostensibly from her bathroom above me, seeping into my walls, creating bubbles between paint and sheetrock. And once the water dries, or bursts through the paint hardens again and starts to chip away, which means I have to contact the super or the landlord or someone. And like my paranoia about doctors and dentists, I really don't like to contact the super or the landlord. Although, to tell you the truth, the worst thing they'd discover is that I have a cat, which isn't allowed per the lease. And that's not a terrible thing, so it's probably worth it to get them here to fix the paint job on the walls, especially if I move in the next 6 months, which is a plan, and I don't want to have to deduct money out of the 2 month security they have, $2,200 of my money, thank you very much, to repair the walls, which were altered by no fault of my own. Unlike the balsa wood door to my bedroom, which has about a dozen thumbtack holes in it, all of which I made when hanging things to the outside of the door, which I realize now is a rather stupid thing to do. But once the holes are there, I might as well use them, mightn't I? Because there's no undoing those kinds of holes, just like there's no undoing dental damage, and I can't stop being paranoid about my teeth, about the fact that I haven't seen a dentist in a while, and I haven't seen a good dentist in even longer, and some of my molars hurt a little, and it makes me wonder if there are cavities and other problems, the names of which I wouldn't even know, but that paranoia still lingers, and I think that if I don't call the dentist, then there's nothing wrong, but as soon as I call, I run the risk of something wrong being discovered, and if it isn't discovered, it isn't there, which I know is a stupid philosophy, but I majored in music in college, so what the hell do I know about philosophy, a series of books and classes that confound me in principle, if not in practice, although I can't say that I ever explored philosophy much more than to find out the vague outlines of a book that this girl was reading. A girl I knew in college, a girl who dropped out before her junior year, but before that, during her freshman year, I sort of had a crush on her, so I figured I might want to know what she was reading about, because she thought it was her major and all. Of course, she never declared a major, because she dropped out before she was a junior, and we declared majors just before becoming juniors, which meant that she actually had the opportunity to declare, just not to specifically pursue the major. But then I read the back of the book, and it made no sense to me, and the internet wasn't really around yet, so there was no chance of a Google search or anything. So I eventually abandoned the intent to learn about said philosophers, I abandoned the intent to study things outside of my major in order to impress girls, and I abandoned my pursuit of this girl in particular, which was to my advantage, since she was rather stuck up and prudish, and combined that with my general shyness and stupidity when it comes to intimate behavior, the two of us would never have gotten anywhere beyond the fact that she knew far more than I did about philosophers. Even if I knew far more about musicians than she did, it wouldn't make a difference, because everyone in the world follows some sort of philosophy, whether they know it or not, but not everyone cares about music. And music isn't the sort of thing that just automatically happens, like philosophy, since any philosopher, or even any person claiming to be, or wanting to be, or even just suddenly deciding to be a philosopher, can point at a life choice and say, that is an element of so-and-so. But no one can really point at much besides an orchestra and say it had anything to do with Beethoven, even if one could point out the various philosophies Beethoven might have ascribed to his music while creating it. And since Beethoven was deaf, perhaps he had to use philosophy or some other formula or method to create his music if he couldn't hear it, and it occurs to me now that I, like Beethoven, will often sit at home for hours at a time trying to write a piece of music, but I, unlike Beethoven, am not deaf, and I can still suffer the agony of the constant disruption and distraction from the ice cream truck on the street, and I realize that this argument is weak, if for no other reason, because there weren't trucks of any sort in Beethoven's era, but nonetheless, there were, as there probably have always been, and always will be, screaming children on the streets, even if it wasn't for ice cream, and I have to say that the thought of ice cream right now is very appealing, although not from a truck. No, never from a truck. And there wouldn't be a truck at this hour anyway, since it's after 1 o'clock in the morning, including daylight savings time, for which I had to change all 15 of the clocks in my apartment. And there aren't stores open where one might buy a pint or a box of ice cream, even if this is New York City, but I live in Brooklyn, which doesn't quite count, and nothing is open 24 hours, so there's no buying ice cream after midnight in my neighborhood, and on a hot night like this, it is simply not as fulfilling to suck on a frozen turkey burger, which I haven't tried, I can only imagine that it's nasty, as it would be to consume a pint of Heath Bar Crunch or some similarly decadent ice cream choice. Although I wonder why I would want ice cream, and even if I would really want ice cream, after having had a large dinner of turkey burgers, cooked, two of them with mustard, a lot of spaghetti with sauce, a handful of Triscuits with Swiss cheese. Is it appropriate to capitalize Swiss when indicating cheese type, I wonder? Half a large bag of Tostitos and salsa. The salsa was peach and mango salsa and was quite good, if not spicy. And a lot of water, because it's important to drink water when one is sick with the flu, as I am now. Although I haven't had as much water as I probably should have, even though I have had enough to make me want to pee about 40 times today. But I still feel like crap, and in my delirious state, I read an email from Fish asking for additional curdled articles, so I just started writing whatever was in my head. But the problem is that I think faster than I can type, so I cannot possibly keep up with my own thoughts while typing, and certainly not if I intend to correct whatever typographical errors I make along the way, because even though I type close to 100 words per minute, there are still mistakes made, and there are still things to delete and correct, even if this is essentially a stream of consciousness without a single period in the whole damn thing. And therefore, I think about a lot more than I actually type, such as certain people and events that flash through my mind, but not as complete thoughts, only as fleeting moments. So I can't even include them in a phrase of a sentence. Not that there are technically sentences in this run-on paragraph, but only clauses delineated by the frequent overuse of commas. And I can only go on about the things that stick in my mind longer than a fleeting moment, like the ice cream truck, which, while it isn't here at the moment, it was here earlier, and it did bother me earlier. But there are other things, like tonight's episode of that new show on cable, the show whose title is far less interesting than the show itself, which is why I can remember how wonderful the show is, but not the title. And I've watched each episode now, and I think that they're all quite good, and I wish all the performers the best of luck with the series and their careers, particularly the one who knew my sister years ago, the one who I actually spoke to on the... God damn it, my cat is a pain in the ass, or more literally a pain in the leg jumping up onto my lap while I'm writing this, which I realize is an affectionate and sweet thing, but at the same time I'm wearing pajamas and not heavier denim-like pants. So when the cat leaps up and can't quite balance, he digs his sharp claws into my leg less protected by the flannel pajamas than by the denim from yesterday, and most days for that matter. And then he won't move his damn head, so while I'm trying to type, his head is in the way, and I can't type with my right hand, so I nudge him and finally he gets pissed off and goes to eat something, and I feel guilty because he only wanted to be friendly, and I pushed him away, and I could totally go into a self-deprecating, depressed mode by suggesting that this is somehow a metaphor for my life, but I don't think it actually is, so to hell with self-deprecating depression, even if I am sick. And in this weakened condition, a phrase borrowed from Ferris Bueller's Day Off, a movie I watched yesterday, an all-time favorite movie of mine, and I watched the DVD version that has an audio track of John Hughes' commentary, so we can hear what he thought of the movie while it was happening, and he made comments about the color of the leaves and such, things which interested me far more than the typical on-set scandal bits, like the fact that Matthew Broderick and Jennifer Grey were dating at the time, and I realized that I dislike Jennifer Grey in much the same way that I dislike Sarah Jessica Parker, to whom Matthew Broderick is now married, and it makes me wonder even more about the few people who have said, at one time or another, that I bear a slight resemblance to Matthew Broderick, even if I am taller, fatter, less cute, and more Jewish, and whether his tastes in women somehow parallel my distastes, and with that in mind, how similar to him could I possibly be? I am more susceptible to self-deprecating depression, but I will not give in to it. No, I will not, because it's detrimental to my overall health, and I need to be better in the next day or two because I have to play the piano for a show on Tuesday night, and I want to be well, and particularly I don't want to get anyone else sick, and I have no idea how easily my cold or flu is transferable from my body to theirs, or if I might reinfect myself simply by sitting in the same chair tomorrow, the chair that I sat in today, while sick, but maybe the bacteria won't live that long in the fake leather of this chair, and it will be okay to sit here just so long as I don't do something stupid like suck on used Kleenex or something. something. And I know that sounds disgusting, and it's certainly something I would never do, but it was the only example I could come up with on short notice as I'm trying to write as much as I can without actually stopping to reread it or check for spelling and or punctuation errors, of which I hope there are none, but most likely there will be, because there almost always is, like in most of my work for Curdled. I go back and reread things months later, and not only do I want to rewrite things I'd written before, but I find little stupid errors that went unnoticed initially, things that have now been read by our vast subscription base. And as I sit here writing this, I'm tired, and I should sleep, A, because I'm tired, and B, because I'm sick, but I wonder if Fish will even want to include this piece in the next issue of Curdled, because what the hell is it about? It's not funny, it's not interesting, it's just the debris from my illness-addled mind, spewing forth like music from a truck on the street, a truck selling ice cream, playing new music this year, different from last year's music, although I don't understand why they changed it to something new, because it really isn't any better than the old music, since it still just plays on and on, distracting and disrupting without warning, without necessity, as it is much too cold right now, 62 degrees approximately, in New York City, to be selling ice cream successfully on the streets, without care or concern for the oral invasion it provides my friends and neighbors, most of whom are more the latter than the former, with the possible exception of the woman who lives upstairs from me, although I don't really consider her much of a friend, since we have only spoken about 6 words to one another in the past year, running the grand total of words spoken to about 50 in the 5 years I've lived here, which is not an awful lot, but I still might consider her slightly more than neighbor, simply on account of the amount of water that has seeped down in my bathroom walls, ostensibly from her bathroom above me, seeping into my walls, creating bubbles between paint and sheetrock. And once the water dries, or bursts through the paint hardens again and starts to chip away, which means I have to contact the super or the landlord or someone. And like my paranoia about doctors and dentists, I really don't like to contact the super or the landlord. Although, to tell you the truth, the worst thing they'd discover is that I have a cat, which isn't allowed per the lease. And that's not a terrible thing, so it's probably worth it to get them here to fix the paint job on the walls, especially if I move in the next 6 months, which is a plan, and I don't want to have to deduct money out of the 2 months security they have, $2,200 of my money, thank you very much, to repair the walls, which were altered by no fault of my own. Unlike the balsa wood door to my bedroom, which has about a dozen thumbtack holes in it, all of which I made when hanging things to the outside of the door, which I realize now was a rather stupid thing to do, but once the holes are there, I might as well use them, mightn't I, because there's no undoing those kinds of holes, just like there's no undoing dental damage, and I can't stop being paranoid about my teeth, about the fact that I haven't seen a dentist in a while, and I haven't seen a good dentist in even longer, and some of my molars hurt a little, and it makes me wonder if there are cavities and other problems, the names of which I wouldn't even know, but that paranoia still lingers, and I think that if I don't call the dentist, then there's nothing wrong, but as soon as I call, I run the risk of something wrong being discovered, and if it isn't discovered, it isn't there, which I know is a stupid philosophy, but I majored in music in college, so what the hell do I know about philosophy, a series of books and classes that confound me in principle, if not in practice. Although I can't say that I ever explored philosophy much more than to find out the vague outlines of a book that this girl was reading. A girl I knew in college, a girl who dropped out before her junior year, but before that, during her freshman year, I sort of had a crush on her, so I figured I might want to know what she was reading about, because she thought it was her major and all. Of course, she never declared a major, because she dropped out before she was a junior, and we declared majors just before becoming juniors, which meant that she actually had the opportunity to declare, just not to specifically pursue the major. But then I read the back of the book, and it made no sense to me, and the internet wasn't really around yet, so there was no chance of a Google search or anything. So I eventually abandoned the intent to learn about said philosophers. I abandoned the intent to study things outside of my major in order to impress girls, and I abandoned my pursuit of this girl in particular, which was to my advantage, since she was rather stuck up and prudish, and combined that with my general shyness and stupidity when it comes to intimate behavior. The two of us would never have gotten anywhere beyond the fact that she knew far more than I did about philosophers. Even if I knew far more about musicians than she did, it wouldn't make a difference, because everyone in the world follows some sort of philosophy, whether they know it or not, but not everyone cares about music. And music isn't the sort of thing that just automatically happens, like philosophy, since any philosopher, or even any person claiming to be, or wanting to be, or even just suddenly deciding to be a philosopher, can point at a life choice and say, that is an element of so-and-so. But no one can really point at much besides an orchestra and say it had anything to do with Beethoven, even if one could point out the various philosophies Beethoven might have ascribed to his music while creating it. And since Beethoven was deaf, perhaps he had to use philosophy or some other formula or method to create hate his music if he couldn't hear it, and it occurs to me now that I, like Beethoven, will often sit at home for hours at a time trying to write a piece of music. But I, unlike Beethoven, am not deaf, and I can still suffer the agony of the constant disruption and distraction from the ice cream truck on the street. And I realize that this argument is weak, if for no other reason, because there weren't trucks of any sort in Beethoven's era. But nonetheless, there were, as there probably have always been, and always will be, screaming children on the streets, even if it wasn't for ice cream. And I have to say that the thought of ice cream right now is very appealing, although not from a truck. No, never from a truck. And there wouldn't be a truck at this hour anyway, since it's after 1 o'clock in the morning, including daylight savings time, for which I had to change all 15 of the clocks in my apartment. And there aren't stores open where one might buy a pint or a box of ice cream, even if this is New York City. But I live in Brooklyn, which doesn't quite count, and nothing is open 24 hours, so there's no buying ice cream after midnight in my neighborhood. And on a hot night like this, it is simply not as fulfilling to suck on a frozen turkey burger, which I haven't tried, I can only imagine that it's nasty, as it would be to consume a bite, as it would be to consume a pint of Heath Bar Crunch or some similarly decadent ice cream choice. Although I wonder why I would want ice cream, and even if I would really want ice cream, after having had a large dinner of turkey burgers, cooked, two of them with mustard, a lot of spaghetti with sauce, a handful of Triscuits with Swiss cheese. Is it appropriate to capitalize Swiss when indicating cheese type, I wonder? Half a large bag of Tostitos and salsa. The salsa was peach and mango salsa and was quite good, if not spicy. And a lot of water, because it's important to drink water when one is sick with the flu, as I am now. Although I haven't had as much water as I probably should have, even though I have had enough to make me want to pee about 40 times today. But I still feel like crap, and in my delirious state,